Ms. Sherry Peterson, S-H-E-R-R-I, P-E-T-R-S-O, in 5-19-59. Ms. Peterson is a delightful 66-year-old woman who comes in today with possible urinary tract infection symptoms. She hasn't had one for years. She's been married 6 years. She knows not to drink sugary drinks. She takes a shower instead of bath. She drinks plenty of water during the day. And she has had no issues with nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, hematidrosis, visual convulsion, period. She suffers from hypertension, anxiety, depression. Medication includes amlodipine, 5 milligram, Crestor, 5 milligram, and fluoxetine, 20 milligram. Surgery, she's had breast cancer surgery, hypertension, and double mastectomy in the past. Family history, melanoma, no heart disease. No kidney problems. There was a bladder cancer history in the grandparents before. ETOH use minimal. No smoking, no drug use. She's married, allergy none. IVF system as above. She also tells me that today she's been running around doing a lot of things around, and she had twinges of chest pain on the left side. I told her that any kind of chest pain at 68 or 66 with hypertension requires emergency room visit. If she has any more pain or discomfort, she needs to go to the emergency room right away. She's definitely not hurting at this time, and her blood pressure is well controlled. She's alert, she's awake, she's not having any pain, 143 pounds, 98.5, 116, 99%, or 94%. Oxygen, a pulse, and blood pressure 146 over 79, heart positive, 1 positive, 2 lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next to JVD skin shows the ice room because of the lesion. Ultrasound of the abdomen and renal and the bladder reveals no abnormality, no masses. Number 1, hematuria. Number 2, positive nitrate. Number 3, leukocytosis. Number 4, rosefenic gram. Number 5, macrobit, 100 milligram. Number 6, protium, 200 milligram. Number 7, twinges of pain today. None at this time. If the pain returns, she must go to the emergency room right away. Discuss this with patient. I'd like, before leaving my office, especially regarding the chest pain and the fact that heart attack in women can be atypical and she can have a heart attack without realizing, so she needs blood work and follow-up. And that's why she needs to go to the emergency room. She understands. Thank you.